I'm going to pray real quick. Dear Lord, I pray that you bless us. I pray you give me the right words to preach. Lord, I pray that you just bless this message and be with us. In your name, Jesus. Amen. All right. What I want to talk about today, I have two Bible verses. I have two. And wrong spot. There we go. So I have two Bible verses. This is more of a testimony about how God's used the people in this church in my life. So I want to... So I'm going to read this real quick. Nope, wrong one. Right here. It says, "And behold, among the simple ones, a discerner, I discerned among the youths, a young man void of understanding." And so I look back, I think back to when I was a kid, you know, when I first got saved. Back in the trailer, I call it the trailer hood. And when I when I first got saved, I would get into a lot of fights. I would get into a lot of trouble, and I ended up going to court. And my judge was the same judge that went to jail for doing the whole Kids for Cash thing. And he pointed his finger at me and said, "Mr. Kresge, next time I see you in here, I'm putting you away." You know, he said that to me. And I was about 14 at the time. And I remember just kind of being depressed about that, you know, like, hey, next time I get in trouble, I ain't getting no more slaps on the hand. You know, I had a few slaps on the hand, you know, like, hey, walk away, you know, that type of thing. And so it's starting to bother me. So I was depressed. I was sitting there on the steps. And, you know, my mom steps outside to have a smoke. My dad's out there working on the car. And, you know, my mom sees a guy up the road, you know, at the Steelwell's house. And she says to me, she says, "Who's that?" I'm like, "I don't know." My dad was like, "Hey, what?" They were like, "Why don't you go take a look? You know, I have nothing better to do." So I just skated up the road, and it was Greg Slobotnik, and he was up there. And I introduced myself to him. I said, "Hi, you know, my name's Jesse. I just live right down the road. What are you doing?" You know? And he gives me the gospel, and I get saved right there because of my curiosity. You know? And he asked me about the one by one, the follow up, you know, "Hey, is there anyone else around here that would want to hear this?" And I said, "Sure." So I started taking them around the trailer park, and we start giving the gospel to people. That was the day one I got saved that happened. And I was not very educated. I was one of the simple ones, void of understanding. I could be using that verse out of context, but I don't care. It's there. And it's most teenagers are void of understanding. And I was very void of understanding for a long time. And it's because of this church and how God brought me to this church that really changed my life. You know, and I'm grateful for the men and women that God has put in my path to point me in the right direction. And I'm just so grateful for that. Like, I remember first moving here from the from the Poconos back in 2003 or something like that. And my parents were driving us somewhere on Main Ave, right up this way, actually, because my parents pointed to, you know, to this church and said, "Hey, look, an old church." I'm like, "Yeah, would you look at that?" You know, little did I know that this was the church that I was going to be a member at and get baptized back there. And I got saved, you know, because of this church. And because people are willing to take their time out of their busy schedule and give the gospel and lead people to Christ. And I mean, my life could have been totally different, you know, if I never heard salvation. You know, at least the way that the Bible teaches. You know, I come from a Pentecostal background, so I know about Jesus. I know about that sort of thing. But I was never truly taught salvation. I was never truly taught, you know, how I can have a walk with the Lord, how I can be saved. And I'm grateful for this church for taking a strong stand on the King James Bible. You know, so when I was in public school, you know, I was really struggling with my grades. I couldn't keep up. You know, there were just no kids left behind, just push you along, you know, that sort of thing. And I heard that there's a, you know, this church offers a Christian school, you know. So Brother Mark Hebert and his son Brian Hebert comes to my school, Riverside, and they pick me up from school. I didn't have to ride the bus home. I didn't have to get in any more trouble. In fact, I think I was on in-school suspension when they came to pick me up. And I'm pretty sure. I'm not positive, but I feel like I remember that. And they pick me up from the school, and they take me to Five Guys Burgers. You know, and they're just talking to me about the Christian school, you know, and how they have a Christian school here, you know. And so that was my first start hearing about it, you know, because what they came and picked me up, you know. That, and also they, what they did as well is there was this conference in New York. It was International Bible College. They were having college days. And it was also around that same time they also picked me up from school to go on that trip, you know. So I went out there, and because of that trip, I know how to ride unicycle, you know, because there was a guy that rode unicycle to and from class. So I met that guy out there, you know. That's an interesting thought, you know. It's been a long time I've been doing that. But yeah, I mean, if it wasn't for the people, you know, who love the Lord, that are willing to dedicate their lives and time to serving the Lord. And I encourage you guys, don't quit, keep going. You know, don't stop. You know, there's time goes by so fast. You know, it's crazy to think I'm 30, you know. I got saved when I was like 14, you know. And I've been going to this church that long. I've been staying with it, doing my best. Even when I was at my most backslidden, you know, I can't help but think about when I got rebuked. You know, I appreciate Brother Steve and Miss Patty. You know, this is a true story. I was just at my most backslidden I ever was. I was chewing tobacco. And, you know, I just threw a fat one in, and I was just leaving my parents' house. And Brother Steve and Miss Patty pull up right in front of me, and I couldn't go nowhere. I couldn't hide. I couldn't hide it, you know. And so I was like, all right, I got an idea. Let me pop the lid off of this cup, put it on here, and make it look like I'm drinking coffee. But I wasn't drinking coffee. I was trying to get rid of it, and they caught me. You know, they caught me. And thank God I was caught, because I quit not that long after that, you know, because I was rebuked. I deserved it, you know. And it's good that we have eyes, you know, watching over this church and watching over the simple ones, this void of understanding, you know. Even I was a little older at that time. I was probably 20, you know. So this was 10 years ago, something like that, I believe, you know. It's just a thought, you know, that God was, it just seemed like he was preparing me all this time to be at this church, just with the different things I see in my life, you know, and how God dealt with me. This is home. This is where I belong, you know. And I just can't understand all these teenagers that up and leave. It makes no sense to me, you know. What are you leaving for? There's nothing out there that's worth it, you know. I mean, you're leaving for a better job? You know, well, I mean, I serve the Lord here at this church, and I have a pretty decent job. You know, you don't need to go into the world to search for a better job. Why? You want a cool car? I had a cool car, you know. An 89 Corvette's pretty cool, I think. You know, what, you want to go into the world for a wife? You know, I didn't have to go into the world for a wife. I didn't have to do it. God brought her through those doors. You know, I didn't have to go anywhere. You know, so what do you need to leave for? You don't have to go nowhere. Just keep your feet planted. Stay strong. And heck, even if you're backslidden, just keep going. I mean, like I said, when I was even at my most backslidden, I may have struggled to come in here, but I was still here. You know, I was still night service and Sunday morning, Sunday school. I may have not been able to make it to Wednesdays because of my work schedule, but if my work schedule allowed me, I would have been here even when I was backslidden, you know, because there's something here, you know, at this church, you know. It must be the Lord Jesus, you know. That's what it is. And I want to show you something here in a verse. Hopefully I did not lose it. It's right here. It says, thus saith the Lord, stand ye the ways and see and ask for the old paths, wherein is the good way, and walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your soul. But they said, we shall not walk therein. You know, there's people. I think of Brother Joe, Brother Steve, Miss Patty, Brother Bob, Miss Bajewski, you know, Eric, his wife. I think of all these people, and they're pointing in the right direction. We're showing people the right direction, especially me when I was a young kid, you know, like, which way am I supposed to go? You know, do I go to this college? Do I go over here? Do I go to a trade school? What am I supposed to do? I had no idea. I was offered a job driving truck. I was going to make about 120 some thousand a year when I was about 20, when I was at my most backslidden, right? I had that opportunity. I turned it down, you know, because it would require me to be over the road and not be in church. You know, I had that opportunity. I said, I'm not doing it. When I was 17. When I was 17, my brother, big car guy, you know, he always had like some hot rod, you know, 56 Bel Air and a 60 something Camaro. He always had some cool hot rod, and he still has some cool hot rods today. I remember him sitting out there. He had a souped up Volkswagen Jetta, crazy sound system. And he said, hey, I have an opportunity for you. I got a great school up in Georgia, because he was getting ready to go up to Georgia. I have a great school up there. I'm going to be able to pay for you to go to this school. I'm going to teach you how to work on cars. And you just got to come up to Georgia. You know, there's nothing here for you in Scranton. And I really thought about that, you know, because I really like cars. I really like the South. I really like those things, you know. And I had to turn him down. I said, I'm going to stay right here. Why leave? You know? It just makes no sense to me that people would... Yeah, I just can't help think of some of these teenagers that even I helped out in the church for all these years. And you're just going to just leave like that. You know, why not leave the right way? You know? I can't grasp it. You know, quitting's not in my dictionary. You know, I don't think I ever really quit anything. I've been fired, but I've never quit. I've been fired, but I never quit. You know? Oh, my point is this, that there's this path, and it can be a hard path. It may not be the easiest path out there, but it's a path. It's the old path. It's the straight and narrow. It's the path I want, you know.
Amen.
And even though I can make more money somewhere else, wow, even though I can experience other things, I ain't leaving. I'm staying until God, what Pastor says all the time, until God blasts me out.
Good.
You know, I even think of what Pastor's done when I was a kid, a teenager. He had to put up with me. he still got to put up with me now. I remember my first day in the Christian school. We always do the conference, or not the conference, the park, yeah, the picnic. And we're up there, and we're playing baseball. We're playing baseball, and he says to me something like, you got to hold the bat like this, all right, son? And, well, I wasn't sure what he was getting at, so I called him dog. I called him dog. And you know what he told me? He said, get down and give me 20. So I have to get down and do these push-ups in front of girls, in front of all the other guys, and I have to do these push-ups, and I'm doing push-ups in a flower. I'm doing push-ups in a flower, and I sneeze on the flower, you know, and it's embarrassing. And I'm grateful for that. You know, I'm grateful for that man, you know. I'm grateful for his teachings, you know. He's away with his wife. God bless him. Bless his trip, you know. Hope he's enjoying his time. Trying to butter him up a little bit. But I remember him taking me and Lewis on this trip. Me and Lewis on this trip to Florida. And I still talk about this trip. To this day, I love that trip. Got to spend time with Pastor and got some great experiences. And that's a long trip. That's like 18 hours of driving. You know, not only that, we had a conference beforehand, and we left that conference to go straight up to Florida, so it was even longer, you know. So it was a tough one for when it comes to driving, but he did that for us, you know. He did that for me, you know. I'm grateful. I'm grateful that I got to have these experiences and got to serve the Lord with these people, these men, and that I'm grateful that they got to show me the right way, show me the right path. You know, I think of what Brother Joe, you know, when I was a teenager, he would bring me up to his house, and I would spend a night there. But I remember when he used to eat chicken, you know, that was 14 years ago, 13 years ago. He used to eat chicken. I remember that. And I would work on his property. I would either cut down the trees in the back of the runway, or I would help him split logs, detail his car. You know, these men were showing me the right path, the right way to be, the right way to live. You know, so many men these days, you know, I see these guys at the mall, these Generation Z, and they look 100% like, you know, what Generation Z would look like. You know, goofy mustache, 1970s style, curly hair, mullet, you know, just looks kind of goofy. You know, loud shirts, you know, and it's just... What just generation there, they need to be saved. We all need to be saved. Millennials definitely need to be saved, but so does Generation Z. And it just, these young kids, they don't have these examples. I'm glad I got to be here and have these examples. I'm glad I had these men and women pointing me in the right direction. My whole point of this whole message is stay planted. Stay in the will of God. You know, there's no need to sway left or right. No need to get out. You know, just stay in it. You know, you get a little depressed, get to work in the church. I don't know what to tell you, you know. Like, even when I was battled with depression, I stayed with it. You know, I never quit, you know. I like I said, I may have been fired, but I never quit, you know. Like I said, this is probably going to be a short one. I'm going to let Brother Eric clean it up.
All right. Thank you, Brother Jesse. Heads bowed, eyes closed. Let's do business with God this evening. Let me ask you a question as we begin. Has God been good to you? Shake your head. Has God been good to you? Boy, we can't ever pay God back for the people He's put in our lives, for the church He's put in our lives, for the things that He's done, the way He's led us. I think of the Old Testament where it says, as I was in the way, the Lord led me. Aren't you glad God put you in the way? Aren't you glad that God is still leading you today? Heads bowed, eyes closed, nobody's looking. I want to ask you a question. In a crowd this size, Jesus had 12, and one of the 12 wasn't saved. We have more than 12 here this evening. Don't lie to yourself. Don't lie in church. If you died right now, are you 100% sure, 100% sure you'd spend eternity in heaven? If you could say that for sure, would you raise your hand? 100% sure, I'm going to heaven. I'm going to heaven. I wonder if there's anybody here, you couldn't raise your hand. You say, Brother Eric, I don't know. I wish I could go to heaven. If there was a way you could show me from the Bible that I could be certain I'm going to heaven, I'd be interested in hearing that. Is there anybody like that this evening? Nobody looking around.